Come on. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. This is part six of My Days at Elkhorn College by Paulus F. Falk, who was attending the school in 1910, 1911, and then a year or so later. Last time we left off when he was telling about two students formerly quite antagonistic to each other, who inexplicably had suddenly become fast friends, and this puzzled the other students. Our curiosity was aroused. Finally, we got the solution to the enigma from an eyewitness to the event that changed their feelings for one another. This is the bizarre story that my roommate told me, which he got from the eyewitness. One day, my roommate and several other students were in the restaurant having a cup of coffee, when a farmer who lived about a mile and a half from Elkhorn came over to the table and sat down. He told them he had a good story for them, too good to keep under wraps. And this is the tale that he spun. One morning, a couple of weeks before, he got up around sunrise, as usual, to do his chores. As he neared the pig pen, he suddenly stopped, for there were two young fellows, coatless and capless, in the pig pen, slugging away at each other. The one was a tall, skinny blonde, the other a short, rather heavy-set fellow. Momentarily, he thought he was dreaming. Suddenly, they stopped fighting and stepped over to the fence posts on which their respective clothing was hanging. They rested for a couple of minutes, then went back into the arena, where the performance began anew. The taller fellow seemed to be getting the best of his antagonist. The farmer then left to feed his horses. When he came back, the tall guy was leaning against the fence post, nursing his nose with a bloodied handkerchief. Shortly after, he put his handkerchief back in his pocket and stepped into the arena. The other guy was waiting for him. This time, the tall one moved cautiously toward his opponent, but they were soon wailing away at each other again. By this time, the farmer thought it was time to stop this foolishness, and he also wanted to feed his hogs, so he hollered at them. They stopped immediately, looked toward the farmer, then hurried over to their clothing and left together without any explanation. This was the first time that they had become aware that they had a spectator. After the fellows heard the story, it did not take them long to identify the combatants. When they got back to the college, the news spread rapidly, and the poor guys had to take quite a bit of teasing in regards to the battle of the pigsty. At the close of the winter term, I returned home. My sister Frida remained and completed the third year of her secondary education. After the college closed, Frida taught the congregation summer vacation school in Elkhorn. As for myself, I started the tiling job as soon as the ground was fit. At first, it was very hard work. For one thing, the spade felt like a very cumbersome tool. It was 20 inches long and 6 inches wide, a skeleton-like affair having three tines with a cutting plate welded onto the bottom. After I got accustomed to the spade and hardened in, I felt very satisfied with my job and pay. I learned to run bottom and lay tile that summer. Besides this, I picked up some knowledge in laying out ditches and running the survey. After my sister completed teaching vacation school, she returned home for a short time. It was during this period that she decided to stay out of school the next year, get a job, and earn enough money for another year at school to complete her academic course. I believe that Reverend G. Grill, a pastor in Des Moines, was instrumental in securing her a place as a domestic in a well-to-do family in that city. I believe she received $5 per week. She lived with these people, who treated her like a member of the family, for a little over a year. This was quite an improvement over the farm job of the summer before when she received $2 a week and worked a full farm day each day. We'll continue with Paulus Falk's story next week. I'm Michelle McNabb from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Have a godly day.